Manx Radio Sport.
Very good evening and welcome back to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard here, hoping you had a great 2024 Alapman TT races with you until 6:30 to take a look at the sporting action this weekend and beyond. Coming up tonight, a busy summer schedule is set to roll on this weekend in Manx Athletics. We take a look at what's coming up as well as some of the highlights in recent weeks. TT 2024 may be over, but the racing continues in the north of the island this weekend with the latest round of the Andreas Racing Association Championship. One of the main events on the Islands Triathlon calendar awaits on Sunday, and there's some major championships on the horizon in golf. We'll take a look at what's in store now. That is all to come this evening. A very good evening and welcome back once again to Friday Sport Preview here on Manx Radio with you through until 6:30pm to take a look at the sporting action coming up on the Isle of Man both this weekend and beyond. Hope you had a great 2024 Isle of Man TT races. It was rather stop-start with the schedule, but we saw some great stories and of course Michael Dunlop becoming the most successful rider of all time amongst many other things. Davy Todd, senior TT winner and double sidecar victory for Ryan and Callum Crowe from the Isle of Man. Looking forward now though to what is to come across the other respective sports over the coming weeks. We're going to turn firstly to athletics, and it may not have been plain sailing recently due to the weather and other matters, but a busy schedule lies ahead for the Isle of Man athletic scene. Along with some notable performances and events on Manx shores, a number of island-born competitors have also continued to make an impression on their travels. Well, I caught up this week with local athletics correspondent Dave Griffiths to find out some of the recent local highlights and some of the competitions and considerations over the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've had some excellent performances. It's been a bit of a strange start to the season, really. So we're supposedly in summer, but obviously the weather isn't playing ball. We haven't had a great deal of track and field action on the Isle of Man so far, but that is about to change. Having said that, we've had some pretty spectacular performances, and probably top of the list at the moment was one of our really promising up-and-coming young athletes, Regan Corrin, who's had a great start to the season generally. But last Saturday, he made a little bit of Manx athletics history by becoming the first Manx long jumper of any age to jump 7 metres or more. He jumped 7 metres and 7 centimetres in winning the silver medal at the North of England Athletics Championships, which was held in Middlesbrough. I mean, that is just, for a lad who's in his first year as an under 17, that really is a tremendous performance. And not only that, but Regan has also jumped over 2 metres for the high jump for the first time this year. So those are two major barriers that he's broken within the space of a few weeks. And as the previous long jump record holder, Phil Riley, was telling me, to master one of the jumping events, either the horizontal or the vertical jump events, is a tremendous skill in itself, but to be able to do two at the same time is absolutely amazing. And Regan is a tremendously talented athlete. He's also a very hard-working athlete, and I think he's a real star of the future. Another performance which really caught my eye recently, although it is unofficial because it wasn't in a sort of major championship event, one of our up-and-coming sprinters, Carla Teiss, who in the Northern Athletic Club Championships at the NSC recently ran a time of 12.1 seconds for the 100 metres, which is a massive personal best by more than half a second. It won't actually count in the official records, but I think it just gives an indication of the improvement that Carla's made over the last year. She has just travelled out to Spain, where she's going to spend 2 weeks on a coaching camp, where she's going to be working with top international coaches from the likes of Italy and Finland, and she's going to be working with really high-level athletes. And then also sort of moving across the Atlantic as well, an athlete who just seems to be in the headlines all the time is David Mullarkey, who's a representative now of Florida State University. He reached the final for the second year in a row of the national collegiate finals in the 5,000 metres, in which he finished in 18th place. So basically, that's 18th place out of the entire American collegiate system, which again shows the level that he's operating at now. And I think there's a lot more to come there as well.
Along with a couple of the names you've mentioned there, the fact that we're still seeing athletes continuing to impress, and whether it's beating personal bests or just reaching personal milestones month after month. So even with the disruption at times due to the weather, that must be encouraging from everyone's perspective to see.
It is really encouraging, yeah. Of course, a lot of the athletes this season will be aiming to get standards for consideration for the Island Games next year, which is in Orkney. Like I said, it has been a disruptive start to the season. We've had one round of the Isle of Man Track and Field League. The second round, unfortunately, was postponed because of the weather, but we do have the third round coming up next Wednesday, so we're just hoping for better weather for that. And then we also have the Isle of Man Championships coming up next month, along with several events off the island, so there's plenty for our track and field athletes to look forward to.
Some of these athletes will be looking to get their benchmarks, as it were, potentially looking to the Island Games in Orkney in 2025. There's also another consideration that maybe might become a possibility, the 2026 Commonwealth Games, if they happen in some format. Is that a factor at this point, or is it too early to say?
No, I think it is. I mean, I think at the moment there is a lot of uncertainty over the future of the Commonwealth Games. I think there's a suggestion at the moment that possibly an event in some form or other might take place in Glasgow in 2026. I think for the ambitious athletes, you know, both the senior and the up-and-coming ones like Regan Corrin, for example, and others, I think they will certainly be looking at that as a target, and I just hope for their sake that something definite is sorted out fairly soon, because it's not good having the uncertainty. You really need these targets to aim for, you know, whether it's a year ahead or 2 years ahead or whatever. So, you know, if we do end up having an event in Glasgow, that'll really be something to aim for.
Turning to matters locally again then, in terms of what's coming up in the next few weeks, I know you've already touched on this already, but what's the main focus over the next couple of weeks and maybe going into July?
Well, I think the big one coming up is obviously the Parish Walk, which is a week on Saturday, but we've got a really busy week coming up to that as well on Friday, so that'll be more or less as this goes out. People will be heading down to Ramsey for the latest round of the Northern AC Park run at Moorig Park, and then at the weekend both the senior and junior Team Isle of Man squads will be heading to the northwest of England. The senior squad will be taking part in round two of the North of England Track and Field League on Saturday, which takes place at Lee, and then the following day it's the youth development squad, which is the under 13 and under 15 athletes, and they're competing at Robin Park in Wigan. I have to say the weather forecast isn't looking great, so they'll probably need to pack overalls, but again, these events are really good. Particularly the Northern League is a great preparation for athletes potentially going to the Island Games, because it's for age groups from under 17 and upwards, but they're competing against senior athletes, and that's exactly what Island Games competitors will do.
Manx Radio Sport.
Moving on, and whilst the Isle of Man is still continuing to wind down from the whirlwind that was the 2024 Isle of Man TT races, the racing action gets back underway in the north of the island this weekend. The latest round of the Andrus Racing Association Championship is coming to Jerby on Saturday and Sunday. Linda Alton-Heath is the association's chair and explains what's in store, and also gave her thoughts on the ARA members who took on the challenge of the Snaefell Mountain course over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, gosh, if we started pre-TT, I think we had about 12 of our members riding. Some remarkable performances there. I think the standouts really were some of the newcomers. So we had Luke Levins did amazingly well. On, I think he was out on his 600. Reece Callister, 50cc ACO British champion last year, and Reece won the best newcomer. I think it might be his first road meeting. He was in the Nantes Suki, I think it's called, team with Dan Sale. Dan won the 125 race with a new lap record as well. So yes, super proud of the guys out at the pre-TT.
Well, that's the pre-TT Classic. Then it was on to the Isle of Man TT races on the Snaefell Mountain course, and ARA members and those who've cut their teeth, shall we say, over at Jerby as well. Some of them putting in some strong performances there as well. What did you make of the, I suppose, ARA members and those who've raced at Jerby and how they did at the TT?
Yeah, I think 14 solos and two sidecar outfits, ARA members. We did try and put a team in this year for the TT, but it turns out that's not a thing anymore. It's great to see it. Like, I'll start with the solos, but I think the sidecars are the ones that took the glory this year. But our solos out there, like when we had, I think looking at the results, really, it's Miggy, Michael Evans, who really stands out for his just consistency. And Miggy's sitting at the top of a number of races. So like at Super Sport race two, Miggy was lapping at 124 miles an hour, ninth position. Marcus in the Superstock race, 19th, and Ryan Kringle, 20th. And those boys are lapping at 125, 122 average lap for them. So really, really good results. And again, like in the senior race, like the Blue Ribbon race of the week, Andrew's members were 16, 17, 18th and 36th. Again, Miggy lapping at 127. So super proud of the guys on the solos. And then obviously we have the sidecars.
Obviously some big news this week. Dave Molyneux, 17-time TT winner announcing his retirement from racing. What do you make of Dave's career here on Ireland and, of course, elsewhere as well?
Molly is actually a vice president of Andrea's Racing, and he's been around and part of ARA for as long as the club nearly has been in existence. The sled god, what can you say? 10 years since his last win, I think it was, and 7 years since a podium. And to be back up there on that podium with Ryan and Callum, and I think the pictures that were taken in the pen after the holding pen after the race to show the emotion that's in the sidecar paddock, like the joy when Callum and Ryan saw Molly turn in and go into that third spot. Yeah, the pictures were great. And like four ARA members on a podium at the TT, it's pretty special.
So looking forward then to this weekend, it's the latest round of racing over at Jerby with the Andrus Racing Association. For those who don't know, could you just explain what's going to be happening this weekend?
Yeah, it's the fourth round of the Isle of Man Centre Championship, and we also have a number of other category championships that run as well. We've got a test day on Saturday, and we're running our race school as well. We've got a number of people going through the race school. There's about 53, I think, riders entered for our the Sunday racing. And if you've watched the TT and you saw Ryan Kringle, Jamie Kringle, you saw those boys out there doing what they do amazingly well, come and see them at Jerby. They're all entered this weekend. Rory Parker's currently leading the Centre Championship, Jamie second and Ryan third. Ryan had one DNF. But yeah, the boys are all out doing what they do at Jerby. I think Ryan said it a number of years ago on a radio interview. It's a great place to learn your craft. It's bumpy, it's twisty, there's a nice fast straight at the back. So yeah, good racing at Jerby.
Just how highly contested is it at the moment?
Centre Championship, there's about 15 guys entered in it. And when those 15 include Ryan Kringle, Kyle Casement, Cameron Brown, Ilium Quayle, Jamie Kringle, Grant Thompson, Rory Parker, that's a strong field. I was on a call with a couple of other clubs, and there's some clubs in the UK struggling to get riders on the grid. We really don't struggle at the moment. It's a very buoyant paddock. There's a great atmosphere in our paddock, and it's really down to my committee and the hard work that goes in from everybody. It's the track preparation by Jason and the guys, and it's our clerk of the course, Daryl and Neil. It's the girls in the race office. It's just fab. Our scrutineers, so embedded in our paddock now that they come up on the Saturday on the test day and give the boys some pointers on what's happening. I say boys, I need to stop saying that now. We have two girls racing with us now, which is great to see, Lauren and Zoe. So they'll both be out racing on Sunday as well.
Just finally then, if we're looking ahead to the racing this weekend, if there's anybody considering heading up north and taking him some racing up at Jerby, how can people maybe come down and watch?
Yeah, we've got our test day on Saturday, race day on Sunday. Both days were on track about 9:30. Sunday racing starts about 11:30. And we go through the day, 14 races, all the way through till about 4 on Sunday. I would just also like to mention that our medical cover is something that is hugely important to us on Ireland. We have to provide doctors and Hog Motorsport medics. The Hog guys are trying to do some recruitment. So anybody interested in the medical side of things to support the racing on the Isle of Man, please get in touch with the Hog guys. They would love to hear from you.
Manx Radio Sport.
Into the summer months, and it's the time of year that the Isle of Man's triathlon scene really starts to get into its stride. What's more, one of the main events on the Isle of Man's triathlon calendar, the Manx Middle Distance, beckons in Ramsey this Sunday. To find out more about that, as well as the popularity of the discipline going into this busy period, I caught up with Rich George, who's the secretary of the organisers of this weekend's event, the Manx Tri Club.
I'd describe us as a relatively small but incredibly enthusiastic and forward-thinking bunch. We're always really keen to encourage more triathletes on the island and then competing off the island. So we run a series of events through the summer, as the triathlon season tends to be. We've had so far this year a junior tri in April. We had what we call a sprint triathlon based out of Ramsey Pool, which was in May. And then coming up, we've got sort of our big event, which is the half Ironman distance, what you call a 70.3, it's the Manx Middle Distance Triathlon, which is on Sunday, starting the swim at 8 o'clock in the morning. After that, we have a new event, which we're extremely excited about, which is the Super Sprint Relay, which is on the 21st of July. And then the final event of the year is the Triathlon Championships, which is on the 8th of September, all based out of Sunny Ramsey.
You've mentioned a couple of things that have happened and what's coming up. The triathlon side of things is, to put it quite generally, almost a summer sport, effectively a summer discipline. Yeah. So the fact that, you know, both on and off island, we've got athletes who've been able to get into the groove of things a little bit before some of these bigger events come up. How good has that been for everyone involved?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, we try our best to follow Manx triathletes as they compete. I mean, it's around the world. It's amazing the things you see. I mean, one thing I wanted to make sure I mention is we've got some brilliant youth coming through, some younger guys, which we're encouraging and pushing through with the help of Support for Sport. So that we've got a youth coaching program coming on, and these guys are also competing off island. But there's also has to be a mention for the more vintage triathletes. And I mean, everyone is welcome and everyone puts their bit in. But to give you a few examples, and forgive me if I forget anyone, but we've had Martin Edwards, who competed in the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon last weekend and actually won his age group. We had John Barrett, who came, I think he was third in his age group. So he's in the 70.3 Ironman. Got Will Draper, our pro triathlete, who is going from strength to strength. He specializes in middle distance triathlon. He came first a few weeks ago in one of the challenge events. He came second. There are plenty of also female triathletes competing out there. And really, we try and make sure that all levels are encouraged. There are some people who are podiuming or whatever, but you know, anyone giving it a go, anyone getting out there will encourage you, will make sure you're involved in our events.
Just to pick up on one thing you mentioned before about there's more younger athletes coming through into the triathlon scene as well. It's something that all sports continually have to try and do, bring that next generation through. The fact that you're already seeing that from the Manx Tri Club perspective, people getting involved, how encouraging is that?
Brilliant. Absolutely amazing. And they're not just young guys coming through, they're young guys absolutely smashing it as well. I mean, we would like to see more young females getting involved. At the moment, it's just the way it is. But right now, we've got a really great group of young lads coming through. Whereas if you'd asked us 3 or 4 years ago, there were also some ladies. So we really want to encourage females to get involved. And what we have is we've got a few coaches, but particularly we have a coaching program. We've got British Triathlon qualified coaches who now have a program in place to encourage these guys. But we also did a novice coaching program earlier this year, which was extremely successful. Of 10 new triathletes who went on the program, 8 of them then competed in our May event, all absolutely loved it and have now got the triathlon bug.
Sometimes going into sports, there may be those who may be put off by the fact that, oh, I'm not an incredible athlete already. I'm just looking to do something to get fit and maybe meet a new social group or something like that. So having the ability for those who want to try it out and are at that beginner level effectively, how important will that be in trying to draw more people in? And as you say, maybe draw a few more female athletes in the future.
Incredibly so. Incredibly important. Some of the things that we do, I mean, first of all, there are, as well as individual, there are team entries into our event. So you could cycle or swim or run. And that gets you involved, gets a taste for it. And then perhaps you might upgrade, for want of a better word, into doing the full try. Quite a lot of people are nervous about the swim, understandably. And a lot of people, you know, probably haven't swam since they went to school or whatever. But we also, in each event, or except most events, have a shorter swim option, which is more, and it's not on a competitive level. So for example, in the sprint try, we would have a 750 meter swim as the usual level, but we also have a 400 meter swim. So it's not as, it's more open. People are more willing to give that a go because it's shorter.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally, turning to the Isle of Man's golf scene, and the next few weeks promise to bring some of the major local competitions of the season. Whilst these are expected to see big demand to take part, including from the Isle of Man's top competitors, there are hopes more can start to get involved in the game in the long term, as Isle of Man men's team captain Daryl Collister explains.
It's been a bit quiet through the TT period. Early on this year, we've attempted to play as a squad about 6 events off island. Unfortunately, weather played its part and cancelled a couple of them, dropped another one down to only 18 holes away. So there's been about 3 events. There's been a collection of us from the island squad go off and compete away. We've also had the Isle of Man 72-hole stroke play championship, which was won by Jamie O'Neill by 8. So a great performance from Jamie, finishing off strong at his home course, and then sort of stood still a little bit with TT and sort of ready to go in this sort of second half of the year.
Even if it hasn't been quite as many competitions as you were hoping for because of the conditions, how valuable has that time been out on course?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, I think the main focus is the squad from this year was getting back to what we did sort of pre-COVID, really. It probably put a bit of a stop halt to traveling, and then you sort of get stuck into that. So it's getting everyone back into competing away, around some top golf courses that we can get to relatively easily in this sort of northwest area. So we've been and played, there's been a few decent results away. I managed a second place at Silloth on Solway, and Rob managed a sixth place at Penwortham early on this year. So yeah, it's good just to get our names out and about and competing with top quality golfers in the UK.
To see the players still competing right at the sharp end of these tournaments must show that can't have been too badly out of rhythm, still competing right towards the top in some cases.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just getting back used to making it normal that we're away and we're competing in tournaments further afield to sort of develop our games and see where we're at, sort of leaning in towards the second half of the year where there'll be this sort of six-man Alaman men's team will be selected from that based a lot on sort of performances in those competitions away and the Alaman.
What is the immediate focus on at the moment in the coming weeks?
So yeah, there's a couple of sort of domestic tournaments on the Alaman with the William Kirkpatrick Trophy being held at Mount Murray on this Sunday. So it's sort of precursor to the Ireland Championships. So that's 36 holes this Sunday at Mount Murray. And then not long after that, on the 6th of July, the Ireland Championships kicks off also at Mount Murray. So yeah, a bit of sort of domestic duties competing for two of our bigger trophies. And then from that, we'll go into a bit of competition off Ireland leading towards the big one for representing the Isle of Man in the Northern Counties, which is in Ulverston in Cumbria in August.
Just looking to the tournament this weekend, are we expecting the top names from across the island to take part, given that the Isle of Man Championships are coming up very shortly?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's sort of a good lead-in, not long before the Isle of Man Championship. So it gets everyone's pretty keen to play that, really. The Isle of Man Championships being the big one, but the William Kirkpatrick always being at the same course just before the champ sort of gets everyone encouraged to sort of compete and test their game at the championship venue course. So yeah, all the big names are there, everyone's playing, and I think there's about 70 people in the tournament on Sunday, so hopefully we get some good weather. From all accounts, the greens at Mount Murray are in absolutely fantastic condition, so I'm sure everyone is looking forward to getting out there and doing battle.
And as you mentioned, it's not just the Ireland Championships to look forward to. You've then got the Northern Counties Tournament, as you've mentioned, taking place in Ulverston not long after that as well. So is that extra incentive for the likes of yourselves and the other players out there?
Yeah, and like most years, the team, six-man team, will be selected just after the completion of the championship. So yeah, everyone has a sort of very short window to show what they've got and then sort of force their way into a sort of selection for that team. So yeah, it's not long to go now, really, until that team will be named. A sort of combination of a bit of an order merit point system and then selection as well from the captain side. So yeah, this is towards a last ditch chance to sort of show what they've got and get selection to represent the Isle of Man, which is always an honour.
And we still see the Isle of Man generally also on the professional stage as well. We've got the likes of Hannah Dawson in her second professional season. Tom Gandy has now been in his professional game for a few years now. So how good is it to keep seeing the likes of professional golfers coming from the Isle of Man and getting into the big professional systems?
Yeah, it's always motivating, and I've played a lot with them over the years and sort of follow their careers and still keep very close to it. And it's just great to see representatives of the Isle of Man in the professional circuit. It's such a hard game to get to that top end, and full admiration and support from the whole of Isle of Man, really, for them putting our flag on the stage and on leaderboards in months and years to come.
And that's all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks to my guests this week, Dave Griffiths, Linda Alton-Heath, Rich George and Daryl Collister. That's all we have time for, so that's all from us. So have yourself a wonderful Friday evening and have yourself a wonderful weekend as well. Let's hope this weather holds. Hey, Mike Reynolds is here with you next. But from me, until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.